Yesterday afternoon on the 19th, we received, the Effingham County Sheriff's Office received a call that a man was out by Route 37. He was lighting things on fire, on the roadway in his yard. He also was throwing large rocks at passing cars and got out on the roadway and was threatening people in vehicles with a large knife. When police arrived on the scene, he fled into the house, and we knew that he had weapons in the house and he was acting erratically. So we set a perimeter up around the house and attempted to call him outside, but he would not come out or cooperate at all with police. We set a perimeter around that. The sheriff's office did, along with the help of the Effingham City Police, and we called for the Illinois State Police tactical team. And this all began a little after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The state police team attempted to call the subject out, attempted to contact him, and they were unsuccessful. They saw him in the house and he would momentarily come outside, but he wouldn't communicate with police. We do know, of course, we knew the suspect's name at that time, or the person's name. It's Matthew Reeson. I believe he's 37 years old, and he lives along Route 37 near Watson. I was very pleased with how I know the state police handled it, and their tactical team members. They showed a lot of restraint, a lot of patience. They worked till 4 o'clock in the morning, and they did finally gain contact with Mr. Reeson. And at 4:10 this morning, he did voluntarily surrender to authorities. Mr. Reeson, he did have a cut on his hand, and he was taken to St. Anthony Emergency Room, treated, and he is currently held here at the Effingham County Jail. There were a lot of police officers involved in this. The sheriff's office received assistance from, like I said, the Effingham City Police, from the Illinois State Police, from the Illinois State Police Tactical Team, from the Illinois State Police Negotiators, from the Illinois Department of Transportation, Illinois Secretary of State's Office Bomb Squad, from Air Evac Medical, from Rural Med Ambulance Service. And also we received a lot of support from Altamont Police, Teutopolis Police, the State Police, for helping us handle our calls for service while this 15-hour standoff took place. But it ended the best way possible. No one was injured. Mr. Reeson's in custody. We are meeting with the state's attorney now, and the state's attorney is making decisions on formal charges that will be filed. And I expect we will see those within the next 48 hours. And I wanted to get in there how, you know, they showed restraint and patience, because you know, they did. You know, it did last 15 hours, yes, but they were right. I mean, they did it the right way, because even though it took 15 hours, nobody got, you know, Mr. Reeson didn't get injured. We didn't have any police officers injured, and he's in custody. So that was the best outcome, you know, we could ask for. Oh, I need to mention, too, that the Watson United Methodist Church opened their doors to us and were extremely helpful in seeing this, you know, providing shelter and facilities to all the police officers that were there.